From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A United Nations panel is saying that hundreds of North Korean officials are potentially liable for what the body is calling crimes against humanity in the isolated country, including apparently the country's leader. The notice is part of a broader report by the United Nations Human Rights Council released today following a year-long investigation. The panel's chairman is Michael Kirby, a retired Australian judge, who explains Kim Jong-un could be among those called to account.
The letter to the supreme leader was respectful and simply referred to the possibility that Your Excellency may yourself be one of these.
The panel is expected to recommend the UN Security Council refer the findings to the International Criminal Court. North Korea has denounced the report as a fabrication by its enemies. An avalanche at a popular snowmobile site in central Idaho over the weekend killed one person and sent another to the hospital. Boise State Public Radio's Samantha Wright has more.
A day of snowmobiling turned deadly when a party of four set off an avalanche in the Sawtooth National Forest. Simon Troutman is the director of the Sawtooth Avalanche Center. The snowmobilers were in a meadow, which they thought was safe.
They got off their sleds, they were talking, and they remotely triggered a fairly large avalanche, and all four of them were buried.
The group found themselves blanketed in snow that was 2 to 4 feet deep. Troutman says one man was able to dig himself out and rescue one of the women. They went for help and then pulled the other woman free after being buried for an hour and a half. The other man was also pulled from the snow but did not survive. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Wright in Boise.
At the Winter Olympics in Sochi, a first for U.S. ice dancers, Americans Merrill Davis and Charlie White glided their way to gold. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the pair has been working toward this moment most of their lives.
They grew up a short drive from each other and started ice dancing as a team when they were 9. Now, 17 years later, Davis and White have their gold medal. They skated their hearts out, setting a world record with their score. And then, when it was over, they hugged. And White says,
I just told Merrill that I loved her. It was, you know, just the perfect moment to really express, you know, how grateful I am to have had her by my side.
For the record, they aren't a couple. The silver medal went to the ice dancing duo of Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, who train with the same coach as Davis and White in the Detroit area. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Sochi.
Another blast of winter weather battering already hard-hit New England. With more snow on the way, the National Weather Service says a storm headed for coastal Canada dumped up to a foot of snow in parts of Maine and Massachusetts. U.S. financial markets are closed for the President's Day holiday today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. President Obama has wrapped up a 3-day weekend in Southern California with a round of golf before his trip back to Washington today. According to the White House, the president played a 9-hole course at the sprawling Sunnylands Estate in Rancho Mirage. He was accompanied by a number of childhood friends to help round out the foursome. Mr. Obama remained in California over the weekend after meetings Friday with Jordan's King Abdullah. In competition at the box office, the Lego movie is still standing for a second straight weekend in both the U.S. and Canada. As NPR's Trina Williams reports, the animated feature beat 4 new releases.
Moviegoers helped push the Lego universe to the top of the chart.
You're the special,
and the prophecy states that you're the most important person in the universe.
The toy brick pieces earn an estimated $48.8 million over the Valentine's and President's Day weekend. The Lego movie's closest competition is romantic comedy About Last Night, debuting in second place. Based on the 1986 original of the same name, this remake stars Kevin Hart, Regina King, Michael Ealy, and Joy Bryant. Another 80s remake, RoboCop, is number 3. Hold Over the Monuments Men takes fourth place. Endless Love, also a remake of an 80s film, opens in fifth place. Winter's Tale, in its debut, is number 7. Trina Williams, NPR News.
An asteroid estimated to be the size of 3 football fields will be ready for its close-up when it zooms past Earth tonight in an estimated 27,000 miles per hour. Space cameras slated to begin tracking the asteroid as it moves toward Earth at about 9 p.m. Eastern time this evening. Ground-based camera will be tracking what has been dubbed Asteroid 2000 EM26. The camera is actually located in the Canary Islands. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.